This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 131 of bookcareers.com live. This week we have another publishing job seekers question and answer session. Some of these answers have been extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing, which will be published later in this year. In the past week, I've been rewriting the chapter on covering letters. Over 87,000 words already written, and I'm currently spending a minimum of an hour every weekday in order to get the book finished before I start analysing the Book Careers salary survey results. If you are looking for careers help, please remember our careers clinic is free and runs all year round. Go to the bookcareers.com website and book a call. If you're looking for help with CVs, covering letters, applications and interview prep, these are paid consultations which cost £59 and appointments are available 5 weeks out of six. Now let's kick off. I'm recording this before the big game of England v Italy, and my thoughts currently read like an entry in the thesaurus: apprehensive, hopeful, optimistic, enthusiastic, excited, confident, and keeping the faith. Hopefully that's all a good luck omen. So kicking off, the question and probably the most frequently asked question is, how do I stand out in a competitive job market? The answer, it really is quite simple. Read and understand the job advertisement. And I cannot emphasise this enough. In my research for the book, I have spoken to well over 100 people in the industry who recruit, and every conversation I ask them about how they sift candidates, and the answers they give are always the same. Every application is read by a human being. But the initial sift of applications will reduce the hundreds or even the thousand plus applicants down to a manageable number. What will get you rejected in that initial sift is a standard letter which only says, "I'm applying for the job, please find attached my CV," or something similar. A letter which says, "I'm an organised, enthusiastic communicator who works well in a team or on my own." Spelling mistakes and typos. Not understanding what the role is, like applying for a role in editorial when your whole application is focused on a role in marketing. Not having enough experience or any experience required, like you're looking for your first job and you've applied for a senior commissioning editor role. Saying in your letter how much you want to work for HarperCollins when this is an application for Penguin Random House. If the advertisement asked you to answer a specific question or application test, such as writing 250 words about a book you've read recently and you haven't done this, you'll get rejected straight away. So those points that I just mentioned will take about approximately 80% of all applicants out of the running for the job. Those are rookie errors, and they reduce the number of applicants down considerably, which means that by reading and understanding the advertisement and tailoring your application, checking your spelling and grammar, understanding the role and the work of the publisher, you can instantly put yourself in the top 20% of applicants of any job you apply for. Wow, now that is a good stat, and you're probably realising you're already making your application stand out. From that point forward, the recruiter will likely go through the remaining applications again, especially now it is down to a manageable number, and look to see how well you match the skills required for the job, how well you understand the role and the company, and if it's a niche publisher, if you have a keen interest in their area of publishing. And by doing those points, you'll probably put yourself in the top 10% of applicants for every job you apply for. The rest of standing out from that point forward depends on your skills and competencies for the role rather than anything else. What I do hope is that knowing this information gives you confidence in the application process. First of all, by realizing that every application is read. And secondly, that by taking your time on one application, reading and understanding the job advertisement and tailoring it, you're probably going to have far more success in the process than if you sent out 20 applications where you wrote the same formulaic CV and covering letter over and over again. Question: how long should a job application take me to complete? The answer: this depends a lot on you, about how much you want the role, how long it takes you to write a covering letter, tailor your CV. To me, a good covering letter could take 2 to 3 hours to write over a 24-hour period. Sometimes I've personally taken 4 to 6 hours on an application for a job I really want. One of the things you want to do when writing a covering letter is to write it and then leave it for a few hours and come back to it. I know with some deadlines on job advertisements, this isn't always possible, but if you can, sleep on it, because that final read-through you give it will probably help you pick up the word you've missed out, or the typo that you've made an error on, or it will help you fine-tune your grammar and phrasing so the letter flows well. Question: do certain personality types suit certain departments? Are all introverts in editorial and all extroverts in marketing? Does it make a difference? The answer: this is an interesting question, and it brings us towards the importance of career guidance. It really is easy to assume that people who are introverted will suit editorial, as you might think they're sitting alone and reading or checking text, and those who are effervescent extroverts will find their niche in marketing, sales or publicity. However, all jobs are not equal. All departments which might look the same often have very different structures and dynamics from publisher to publisher. In one editorial role, you could be doing nothing but editing books, but in another, you could be fact-checking, bringing in research, working resources, working with the sales or marketing teams. And it isn't unusual now for editorial to be included in buying meetings with customers. Even in some of the corporates, working, for instance, in one imprint or division in editorial could be very different experience to working in another division. These dynamics are often hard to spot because, as well as the tasks involved, they often depend on the personalities and experience of the team you will be joining, as well as the job you will be doing. And the change of one member of a team can instantly change the whole dynamics of a department. But going back to the question, I don't think you need to be either an introvert to work in editorial or an extrovert to work in marketing. What you do need to do is to have the skills and competencies for the work and ensure the work you will be doing is something you enjoy, because we all thrive when we're doing something we love. If you're unsure as to whether you want to work in editorial or even marketing, or are having difficulty deciding where your future career lies, this is usually resolved by having qualified careers guidance. If you have a career conversation with someone and they say in 2 minutes you should work in editorial, or as one client was told, you'd make a good literary agent, which sent the client down a completely different rabbit hole, that isn't career guidance. You know, when I'm working with clients on something similar, we spend at least 2 hours discussing this very topic. It involves a long discussion and analysis of their skills and competencies and drivers. Sometimes we have discussions about this which last over 8 hours over a number of weeks. But this allows me to guide somebody properly into making a life-changing decision. And in most cases, not only guide them to the right department, but also towards which publishers will be best for their career goals. All the guidance is based on my knowledge of publishing, which is now coming up, I think, 38 years, and including what goes on within each publishing house, write down the people you could be working with, and I couple this with established career guidance practices. Question. I've been in publishing for a few years now. I'm bored with my job, and it has caused me to think about leaving publishing and look outside of the industry for a career move. What do you think I should do? Answer. It might surprise you to know you are not alone. Shock, horror. From time to time, I have worked with clients who, for one reason or another, want to leave book publishing. The thing to do before you leave publishing, whether it's a temporary leave or for good, is to find a new role in a different publisher. Because often, when you're in this situation of feeling fed up or bored, your vision is clouded. It isn't not being able to see the wood for the trees, it's about your feelings being influenced by your current experiences and assumptions. So if you're bored because you're working on the same Christmas promotions you've always done and everything's become a routine, like new lead title, new fiction title, new debut novel, promote backlist, it might not be the work you're bored with. You might have outgrown your job, the publisher you're with, or just need fresh challenges. So my advice always is to move into a similar role in a different publisher, and then you'll be able to analyse what is wrong, whether it is the job, whether it is the publisher, or you have really had enough of our lovely, fantastic creative industry and all the amazing people who work within it. I'm trying to persuade you to stay here. But before you leave, do book in for a quick chat in our careers clinic. And if you're stuck, my email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com. This episode is copyright material which has been extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing to be published in 2021. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.